谢谢大家来参加我们今天这一场那个演讲。那今天的话就是说我们主要会讲。
Thank you for coming. And today we will talk about the designing of a Windows tablet at a different price. My name is Gu Lei. I'm from the Shanghai Intel Research Center.I'm in charge of Intel tablets and the collaboration between Intel and Windows for the designing of premium tablets. I have two colleagues with me, Mr. Wang Tao from Intel Shanghai Research Center. He's senior system engineer and rich experiences in tablets design.And from Microsoft, Mr. He Mingze.
Julius.
And we will talk about the collaboration between Intel and Microsoft in designing the proper tablet. This is the legal disclaimer.We'll talk about four things. Intel Atom platform for Windows tablets. The roadmap of Intel Atom platforms for Windows tablets. And second, Mr. Wang Tao will share with us how to design a price-proper Windows tablet.What are the factors to be considered in our design? And next, the collaboration between Intel and Microsoft in launching a price-proper tablet onto the market. And towards the end, we'd like to share a story. How we migrate Intel.And tablet to Windows platform, and what have been the difficulties we've encountered, how we dealt with the difficulties.
Okay. First,
some words on Intel Atom platforms, which are suitable for Windows tablet. If you have ever designed a Windows tablet, you will know that if today you want to design a Windows tablet,Most important is the Bay Trail series processors. There are two major brands, Bay Trail Entry. You may have heard Bay Trail T and Bay Trail TR. Bay Trail platform is targeted at mainstream and high-end market. It has a quad-core processor. Bay Trail Entry is for the entry market with a very good price to performance ratio. And if you search tablets on 365, you find most of the tablets are Bay Trail Entry. Concurrently,We provide this to processor chip manufacturers. So we can provide integrated LTE with quad-core. So what will be our moves this year, next year?For Atom, we will continuously improve our products. We also X5 and X7 processors in Barcelona. We've also announced the X-Voice X5 processors. If you know it pretty well, we know the internal code is Excel. X5 and X4 are the upgraded version, so there is major performance improvement.Especially for the
graphics design, graphics processing. It is 14 nanometers. So in terms of performance, power consumption, there has been major improvement over the past. At the same time, X3 series of Atom processors are also provided for you. It is an integrated LTE. In other words, if you use this family of processors, it can directly support 3G, 4G processing. Such a processor was coded as Sophia. In the future, Sophia will be developed into a big platform on which we will add new and cropping up technology, so it will not only be one chip, rather it will be a family of chips. We will later collaborate with Chinese partners to launch different Sophia processors. So in this year, next year, on top of Intel Atom platform, there will be X3, X5, and X7 series. And this serial numbering will also help the customers to understand the price targets.
好，那么接下来的话，我们可以谈一下说，为什么你如果在设计一个平板的时候，为什么应该会
When you design a tablet, why do you use Intel tablets? Compared with the competitor products, what are the competitive advantages? If you want me to focus on competitive advantages, it may take half a day. But I'd like to highlight several points. First, we are an advanced processor manufacturer. The price performance of Intel processor is one of the best. We were also the first to launch the 64 digits of mobile processors. For all of our processors, they support 46-digit computing. And in recent years, we've invested a lot into mobile computing. Intel is the biggest R&D investor in the industry. Atom chips are very competitive in terms of power saving. At the same time, if you buy Intel platform, what you get is not only a processor. Intel will help with you to do a lot of further on designs and help you with the solutions, like a 3D camera technology, the wireless charging technology. Technologies like this will be provided to you with a complete set of solutions, and these can be further integrated into your products, enhancing your product's competitiveness. At the same time, we will also provide LTE. In your designing, you don't have to think with whom you should match into a pair. We will have it pre-built. Another thing that I want to highlight is that Intel is the biggest R&D investor in the IT industry. In the manufacturing process of processors, we are also taking the safe lead. We have the world's first 14 nanometer based chip. Such an advanced technology will bring about better and better performance and higher power saving. The price will also be very rational. It will be a very good price performance ratio. So when all these are added up, with the Intel platform, can promise a very complete and comprehensive industrial chain. Like if you want to design a 2-in-1 system or high performance system, you can always be equipped with a complete set of solution from Intel, no matter what you want to design. So these are some of the major advantages of Intel in terms of tablets and mobile terminals designings. Next, in some of the following slides, I would like to talk about how can we design the entry series of tablets. But why are we doing this? That might be a very long story. This can even be traced back to the cradle of computers, when there was a master machine and the whole unit of machines. But entering into the second generation with the birth of Microsoft and Intel, we announced the beginning of the second era. We found even greater and bigger processing capacity of computers moving from the first generation to the second generation. There has been exponential growth of the users, and there has been exponential decrease of the prices. Now we are at the transition between Era 3, Era 4. Era 3 was symbolized and signified by the mobility, like tablets and phones. The portability and mobility has made some major improvement. The price has been going down. The IT industry has been on this trend that the devices will be smaller and smaller. There will be more distributed computing with the price coming down over the years. Such market demand brings about more challenges and requirements for tablets and mobile. Consumers want lighter, thinner, more portable devices. At the same time, they don't want any compromise in the power saving. They want the power to be enduring really long. As IT designers, we know if you want it thin and light and the power saving, then you have to compromise some of the performances. But customers say, no, we don't want to take compromises. But we will see more apps, demand for videos, high resolution videos, high resolution and high end games. The need for using all different apps, these all require higher and better processing capacity. So customer feedback wants lighter, thinner, good price, and good performance devices. On the other side of the story, if we see it from the perspective of consumers, each generation there will be more and more people come to use computers. In the first generation of computers, only the computer guys use the computers. But nowadays, most guys are using computers. Most people are using computers, and they tend to use mobile devices. And we find that even children, before they learn how to speak, they can already touch the screen of a tablet. So the user population is younger and younger. So we must ensure our devices can satisfy the changing needs of a changing population. And the final point that we should pay attention to is that as there has been dynamic changes of the customer segments and the customer acceptance, some of the manufacturers are having revolutionary changes of their mindset. Last year, Windows will provide announced that it will provide free services to less than 9 years old computers. And yesterday, Microsoft announced a free giving away of Win 10 to all the customers who want it. This is a revolutionary and radical change. We know Microsoft got started and started from scratch of selling Windows operating system the licenses one by one. But now there is a radical change. The company is no longer pursuing profits by selling licenses one after another. Rather, it is helping the clients to deploy Win 10. We will help customers to manufacture proper laptops and tablets at a proper price. So in other words, everyone in this community is going through changes. We do not pursue the profit making by selling individual licenses. Rather, we want a healthier and more profitable ecosystem. Microsoft, Intel, and all our partners will collectively create the bigger market. It's a radical change. Now I'd like to invite Mr. Tong Wang Tao to share with us how to design tablets so as to meet the strategic change. Thank you. Thank you, Gu Lei. Some words about myself. I'm from Intel, system engineer. Majority part of my work is the designing of the pump of Intel, launch it, and help the customers to do the product design and planning. In this chapter, I will be brief in sharing with you how can we plan product configurations? How can we select different components vendors to adjust the tablets manufacturing designing cost of tablets? And with that, it will finally throw influence on the sales price. We'll also provide some price information, but it is only for your reference because product or price information prices always change given different market segments, time and place, and all other factors. So for all the price examples listed here, all the numbers here are only for reference, temporary reference. So first, I like to use these pie to show the cost structure of a tablet product. Now, this pie in general represents the retail price. The red represents the materials, and the rest is a non-material cost. Profits and taxes are included as well. Today, we focus on the red part, materials cost, that is outlined by the red line. We use different we have the breakdown of different components, SoC, LCD panel, touchscreen, cameras, eMMC, memory, PCB price, and the price of other electronics, battery, and mechanical. All these subsets take up rather significant parts in the overall material costs. By adjusting these components, we can, to a great extent, change the final price of the product, and it can further exert its influence on the retail price. How do we do the adjustment? How do we adjust the price of the subsets and components? There are two ways, two factors we need to, two ways. First, change the system features and configuration so as to change the positioning of the system and its cost. Second, we select the different vendors of these components. And to a great extent, it can adjust the final retail price. So first aspect, first way, first, adjust the system configuration. I've listed four levels of tablets. Mainstream 10 inch, mainstream 8 inch, economic value 7 inch, and entry level 7. Let's start with the mainstream 10 inch. 10.1, 13, 66, 768, and high performance cameras. This is a mainstream. It has a 2-cell 30 watts battery, Li-ion battery. It can support docking station. It has the keyboards and can also extend more I/O ports. And we've been talking about 2-in-1 detachables, convertibles. They all fall into mainstream 10 inches. And it can also support e-commerce and e-payment by supporting NFC. And SPP price for reference, $249, BOM $156. We can do the following changes. Like first, we can reduce the 10 inch to 8 inch of screen. And for this set part, we minus the cost by $213. And with that, there has also been the decrease of the lower performance cameras. And also the resolution was changed from 2 million to 2 million 0.3 million. We've also reduced the volume of the batteries. 2-cell battery was reduced to 1-cell. We removed the docking station. We removed the NFC. And so we find $15, $15 and $1.5 decrease in cost respectively. So for these in total, we can reduce the price SPP to $149 and BOM $95. And if we reduce it further from 8 to 7 with the same resolution, but we simplify the camera, we remove GPS,
then our biggest saving was on memory, so we reduced the size from 2 gigabyte to 1 gigabyte. So there's about $4 of saving, and then there's GPS saving, camera saving. So now we are able to have the economy model of 7 inch. So the recommended selling price is 99. And we want to do a tablet which is priced at the same level. We are also making simplifications. We use the resolution of 1028 by 800, and we are also using touch screens which support 5 inch screen. We are also using sensors and e-compass sensors. We get rid of them and we only keep the gravity sensing devices. We also reduce the storage of our battery. It's now close to 10 kilowatt hour. Using the Intel platform, we are able to deliver a strong battery life at 11 kilowatt hour. I don't want to dwell too much on the numbers. So there's this continued trend going downward from $200-something to $60. So this is just one example. So from the left to the right, there's further expansion. We could use higher quality, higher definition screen. We could add modules. We can at the memory space, we can use a faster Wi-Fi connection and use a 3G, 4G, 3D camera all these are add-ons, optional add-ons. So we could really make it high-end. The other direction is to go simpler, and we could actually use more integrated platforms like the SOFIA platform, which could help us reduce the material cost and also the end sale price. So $66. This includes platform software, everything is included. What is the profit margin for Intel on chip? I think this has to do with the discussion you have with the Intel sales people. So $66 for any big customer, any global customer of Intel, this is already a big saving. The interpreter can't hear the question. So the example is to show you the solution we have on the 2014 platform, Betro. But if you opt for SOFIA, there's a higher degree of integration. We could push the price further down. If you use Cherito or Quorum, Braswell, Haswell, those kinds of platforms could get your price a little bit higher. It's not included here. If there's time, we could still entertain a few questions. So this is the second sector. I was telling about the system configuration. The second part is about choosing different component suppliers. And this can help us save the cost further. We know there's a lot of vendors out there that supply components, and they have different pricing, different positioning. So these are just, you know, some examples to show that we don't want to compromise too much on performance, and at the same time, we could, by selecting different component vendors, make some provide some flexibility on price. These are some examples. Say the panel, say the size of 8 inches. If you use you switch between the vendors, there's a saving of about $8. And on another, you can save 5 to 7. On 16 GB DDRL, DDR3L, you can save between $2 to $7. And for the camera, we used 5 MP and 2 MP as an example. So there's also a $2 difference. And for Wi-Fi connection, we use a single band. And if you switch from a component vendor A to vendor B, there's a saving of $2. For audio codec, it's not much, because it's only a small fraction of the cost. For battery, $2 if you switch. So switch from a top tier supplier to a smaller local supplier. So we could see some difference on sensors. If we include all sensors and use a weighted average basis, then there's a saving of about $0.5. I also want to mention that Intel has a platform component list, or PCL. On Betro, Cherito, and other Intel platforms, we will be launching this Intel bomb. And all the verified components will be added to this list. So if you look at the latest list, it's a very big range. And we hope that this long list will provide you some kind of guidance when you choose between components, and this can provide you with enough flexibility and autonomy so you could choose the right set, right mix based on the positioning of your products. Talking about the PCL, the BOM, from 2013 to 2014, we were expanding, and we are using the circles to show you how we expanded. So this is not only the number and the variety, it's also about the number and variety of vendors that we have supported or enabled. We usually started with top tier brands, internationally well known brands. Now the ecosystem has expanded to include local vendors. In 2015, we will further expand and we will deepen the partnership with our component vendors. We will support and encourage drivers' development in the ecosystem. So this is not a circle anymore. It's going to be an open book. It's going to be an open space, like a cloud. And ultimately, when we get to a critical mass, there's a lot of benefits. If competition is fierce, then there's full competition, then there's full flexibility, full choices, and that will be good for the industry. So that's the way to go, and I'll explain in the next slide, I'll explain how we get there and the things we've done to get there. So we call it the Easy Pass program, and this is a program that supports the IA line of business. And between Microsoft and Intel, we will co-organize some training courses, and at the training, we will be supporting our component vendors to develop their drivers, and together we will be organizing seminars to demonstrate our progress and show our roadmap. And together we will also optimize the software architecture so that the drivers will be easier to develop. So this is the ecosystem enabling lab. We set up this lab, and now the lab has about 2,500 square meters of space, and this is open to all our partners, the vendors and customers, OEM, ODM, IDH customers, partners can all come and do the verification and testing there. The ecosystem enabling lab will provide a lab-like environment that will help you do testing of the hardware and software, and Intel engineers will also help you and guide you through a driver's development. It will help you do the debugging and a lot of other things. In the last 12 months in this lab, every week we tested and verified 10 new components, and that was added to the list. Also, we are helping on software development and system configuration, and that's about helping you to configure the system automatically and to generate the system BIOS. And we also have a manufacturing tool kit that supports the manufacturers for testing on the production line. This is the BSP builder. It's the driver builder or OSE image builder. We could use that system to allow you to log on and configure the system. And automatically, the system will generate device drivers and create mirror image files for developers. we've also developed a number of hardware development roadmaps. One of them is the modular design, modular core logic. The purpose is, I mean, this is a reference design, so it includes the latest SoC memory mimics. So you could copy that reduce the cycle of development and the risk. Also, this platform has a universal I/O version, and those standard connecting ports. If you want to use them, those interfaces that will be available. And on the right hand is the modem COB modular design, and it addresses two issues. If you were to copy the design, then you don't run the risk of development and certification. So this helps you in terms of giving you the reference design. So why we are doing this? The motivation is when we see developers develop modem, there's an overutilization of resources, and this reference design helps address that issue. Let me go back to the joint training and workshop. We already did it last year, and in April, on the 14th of April, we will organize the Ecosystem Development Summit here in Shenzhen. And at that event, we will be announcing our latest results, progress, and our plan for 2015. So you're welcome to participate. Next, I would like to pass the floor to Julius from Microsoft, and then he will tell us about what he thinks about ecosystem development and enablement. Thank you, Ted. Ted mentioned the summit in Shenzhen next month. So we plan to organize this event in mid-April, and it's also followed by a similar event in Taipei on the 17th. So in Shenzhen and in Taipei, we will be organizing this ecosystem summit, and there will be more details announced later on. So I feel really delighted to be invited to this event. In the last 12 months, Microsoft and Intel together have made a lot of efforts and built a lot of partnerships to make the tablet ecosystem more robust so that we have more choices, more flexibility. Some personal experience, remember 2 years ago when I flew from Taipei to Shanghai, I visited the Intel campus in Shanghai. I met with Ted's team. I talked about how we should work together to enable more components in the ecosystem. I remember on PC, there was a number of pages, and there's about one quarter that's for Microsoft for Windows. Now we have about several hundred components on the list, and Windows covers over 90% of that. It shows that we were moving in the right direction. And I remember at the very beginning, I remember participating in some projects, and the price was about $300 to $400, a very premium product. In 2014, during the shopping season around Christmas, we saw that the tablet was selling at $99 price point. That was using the Atom processor. So it shows that in the last 12 months, talking about our partnership with Intel, let me give you the highlights and walk you through the process. Hopefully, the partners will join this ecosystem, whether you are IHV or OEM, ODM, you are doing the system. In every step of the way, you can help. On component enablement, with Intel, we have a lot of ongoing workshops. I could fly to Shanghai 3-4 times a month. So the workshops are always happening, and we can target different components like memory chips, like the cameras, like the battery, and there's a different set of skills development workshops to help the developers develop their device drivers or do the testing and verification. And also specifically on Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, we have a debugging training. And Ted also mentioned in Shanghai, in Taipei, we have open labs that could help the partners develop their products. And on the Tempe reference design, last year we had MRD that was based on the Beitou's platform. Going forward, we will have new reference designs either for the Sophia platform or for the Haswell platform. And we will also have workshops to plug these onto the Windows system, and also it will be loaded with different components. Lastly, you can look at the photos. We organize workshops in Taipei for the whole system. For the for last year, I can't remember how many. I remember at least 3-4 workshops in the last few months. I would like to invite ODM, OEM partners to these workshops. And there will be workstations for you to do the debugging, to do the training and demo. And the experts from both companies will be there. We also have a different variety of platform enablement workshops. Like in April, the summit, we'll probably talk about drivers development for the Windows system. So this is the process. And together with Intel, we will be able to deliver to our partners a lot of practical skills so that you could develop more amazing, great products. Thank you, Julius, for sharing Intel's partnership with Microsoft, how we help enable our partners for the tablet market. So following what the two gentlemen said, I want to share a small story. So how we came together and how we could plug the Intel-based tablet to the Microsoft Windows system. Maybe a bit of a history. It's not decades ago, just 1 year ago or 18 months ago. Intel realized that there's a lot of designs in the industry for affordable tablets. And those tablets were not loaded with the Windows operating system. And Intel also worked with those designers. And for example, we developed this product. What's the configuration? So we use the Beitou CR, and then 7-inch screen, and 1024 by 600, and storage is 16 gigabyte. Memory 1 GB. It's probably omnipresent. This device is available everywhere. But 1 year ago, when we saw this device, we saw it was impossible for Windows to run because the hardware configuration is as such that the memory is too small, the resolution is too low, so Windows will not run. But we sit together with Intel engineers, so it was able to run other systems, other OSs, whether Windows can run as well. So we listed a number of questions. Let me just give you a preview.
And this is only a summary of the questions that we've been exhausting at that time. We were trying to find the reasons. And so Microsoft was sitting with Intel and asked them why it cannot be run on Windows. And both parties made major changes, like Microsoft has changed its OS a little bit so that even the memory is within 10 gigabytes, still it can run on Windows very smoothly and with good customer experience. And for Intel, we've been working on our hardwares, modifying our drive at the driver level. We did the skinning. In the past, it was 1024 multiplied by 600, and then we minimized it so as to run it on Win 8. And with these compromises, and we found the customer experience has been enhanced if both parties can make some compromise. Both parties donated great efforts into these rounds of discussions and modification, and very quickly, we made this possible. The retail price, $99. This is only one example of many. With collaboration like this, with a lot of data facts that we can draw experiences from, we found that such a way will help our partner as well. Because if you design one thing, you can, and once this is proven successful, then you can repeat your job without remodeling again. And the customers will also welcome it. Or in other words, such collaboration bring about more sales opportunities for our partners without increasing the cost by big margin, but the profits can be increased by big margin. So Intel's platform-based system migration is important. Intel has a lot of resources to support such collaboration. Most of it is based on UFI, about a platform. And with this platform, we can do the abstraction between the operation layer and the base layer. Collaboration like this makes it possible to run different OS. And Windows tablet can also find it is a smooth transition. Like Ted has mentioned, this is provided to our clients as a reference design. On top of this reference design, you can also select among the tested hardware systems. The tested ones that have been tested by Intel, you can make a random free will choices among the ones that have been tested by us. So by following this way, from the very beginning, we're designing it between $99 to $129. But as Ted has mentioned, we do believe in Shenzhen, vendors may have different choices, and they have more choices. They have more than 90 designs, 90 Windows tablets, and that was already a historical number, because today it has gone far beyond 90. And if you search on 360 by today, if you search Windows tablets that is lower than 100 RMB, you can still find some. In the future, if Microsoft and Intel continue its collaboration like this way, we will continuously promote new reference designs. And these reference designs will help our partners to provide newer, better, and more power-saving tablets to the end users. If you are interested in this screen size 10, and a reference model, if you are interested in this reference model, you are more than welcome to participate in our future 2015 Ecosystem Enabling Summit, which will be held in Shenzhen on 14th of April and 17th in Taipei. Intel and Microsoft will co-organize this summit and will release more technical details as to how can we design such a technical platform. With that, we've concluded the sharing. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to address them.